From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Weather challenges are having an impact on some of the early spring and summer produce in Georgia, but growers remain optimistic. The Packer.com reports Vidalia sweet onions, peaches, watermelons, blueberries, blackberries, leafy greens, spinach, and broccoli are just some of the summer crops that come out of Georgia. A late frost and mild temperatures that limited chill hours will limit peach production this year, especially early in the season. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack plans to roll out $3.7 billion in emergency relief program and emergency livestock relief program assistance. The funds will help producers who sustained losses due to qualifying natural disasters in 2022. USDA is sharing the information early to allow producers time to get their documents in advance of program delivery. Producers who have participated in FSA programs will likely have the required forms on file. And the big news last Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled against the EPA in the case Sackett versus the EPA regarding the Biden administration's Waters of the U.S. rule. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval says it's now time for the Biden administration to do the same and rewrite the WOTUS rule. Washington State Republican and Congressional Western Caucus Chair Dan Newhouse says the landmark decision is a clear demonstration of our nation's commitment to upholding the principles of individual property rights.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.